The Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Danpro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Danpro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. When we left our friends Pat, Billy, and Jane Darrow, they and Danpro the Planet Man had landed at Venusport. As the first people from Earth to visit that planet, they were welcomed most cordially. We find Billy, Pat, and Jane discussing the wonderful reception that was given in their honor.
Brother, that was some banquet.
You said it. What was it we ate?
Gosh, I don't know. Do you know, Pat?
I'm a little bit afraid to ask. Didn't you like the cake?
Oh, sure, it was swell.
Oh, come in. Danpro, when are we leaving?
Where are we going?
Well, I'll tell you all about it in a minute. You packed, Pat?
Oh, just about. A few little odds and ends, but it'll only take a minute.
Oh, fine. I just came from the office of the League of Planets here on Venus. They wanted me to be sure and commend all of you on the way you've been conducting yourselves. Particularly you two, Billy and Jane. The ambassador thought you got along wonderfully at the party the vice-regent of Venus gave for you.
Gosh, we didn't do anything special.
They were such nice people. It was almost like our friends on Earth.
Well, just the same, you were both swell.
You know, Danpro, sometimes I think you do it deliberately. You know, we're all standing here wondering when we're leaving and where we go next. Is it a secret?
Yeah, what's the mystery?
No mystery at all. I didn't mean to keep you guessing. It's just that I've got a lot on my mind. I was going over the route with the convoy commander.
Convoy commander? Are we going by boat?
Silly, how could we go by boat? There's no water.
No boat, Billy.
Oh, Danpro, what is this all about?
I'm sorry, Pat. Well, here's the story. We leave here in about half an hour and travel in convoy by dust buggy to Galanta.
What's a dust buggy?
Where's Galanta?
Well, a dust buggy is like, well, I guess back on Earth you'd call it a sled. It has an enclosed cabin to keep out the dust. It's driven by jets along the tops of the dust the way a sled goes over the snow. Galanta is the biggest city here on Venus. Well, it's about 600 miles from Venusport.
Couldn't we go by air?
Well, we could, but I thought you might like to see something of Venus. It'll take a little longer this way, but you could get a good look at the countryside. The buggy's built to take all kinds of conditions. It will be part of a convoy.
It sounds exciting.
Yes, it will be. I'll never forget the first time I traveled across Venus. An experience you'll never forget. Pat, can I talk to you a minute?
Well, certainly. Come into my room.
You get your things together, kids. We'll be right back. I wanted to talk to you about something serious, and I just assumed Billy and Jane didn't hear. Nothing may happen, but I think you ought to be aware that everyone on Venus isn't friendly.
Well, I thought the Venusians were on our side.
Well, they are, don't misunderstand me. 99% of them are anxious for Earth to join the League, but Marston had allies here on Venus. As a matter of fact, just before we left Planaria Rex, Judge Augustus warned me to be careful.
Then there was something really wrong with the ship after all, wasn't there?
Yeah, I'm afraid there was. I didn't want to frighten you, so I pretended it was an accident. But it was sabotage. There's no question about it, and I'm afraid it's only the beginning.
Do you think they'll really try to hurt us?
Well, I'm afraid they may, Pat. After all, if we'd taken off with the ship the way it was, we'd have all been killed. If they're willing to go that far, they'll stop at nothing. Well, that's why I felt I'd better tell you the truth so that you'd be on your toes.
Well, it's not myself I'm worried about, but the kids are my responsibility. I certainly wouldn't want anything to happen to them.
Believe me, Pat, nothing's going to happen if I can help it. But there's no harm in being prepared. Well, we better get moving. Convoy will be waiting for us. Come on, kids. Let's go.
A trip through the Venus Dustland. That in itself is exciting. But what possible danger may face Dantrell, Pat, Billy, and James as they embark on this Venusian convoy trip? We'll be back in a moment. So, level up. When we left Dantrell, Pat, and the two kids, Billy and James, they were about to leave Venusport for an overland trip to Galanta, which would take them over the treacherous Venus dust. As we find them now, they are speeding along in a Venusian dust buggy, and the ride is apparently full of thrills.
Boy, Billy, isn't this wonderful? It's like a roller coaster back on Earth. Here comes another hill. Hang on. Boy, what a ride!
I told you you'd enjoy this. We'd gone by air, you'd have missed all the fun.
Oh, it is exciting. But I can't help but wonder what would happen if our dust buggy conked out.
No worry, that's why we travel in convoys. We just transfer to one of the other buggies. If we lost the convoy, we could use our communicator and they'd send out a rescue party from Venusport.
Well, I'm not really worried. But that landscape out there is a little frightening. I never realized there could be so much dust anywhere.
Well, it's hundreds of feet deep, Pat. And these hills are moving all the time, like sand in your desert back on Earth.
Gosh, you know almost as much about Earth as we do.
Well, you know, we've been watching Earth for years with the Cosmic Communicator. I've learned a lot about your planet and its people.
That's right, I'd forgotten. I wish we had the communicator here now. I'd like to see what's going on in the sports world.
You and your old sports.
Look out there, we'll never see anything like that on Earth.
Maybe when we get back to Planaria X, you can teach us some games.
Boy, that's an idea. We could have games and maybe even have a League of Planets Olympics like the ones on Earth.
And Judge Augustus could be an official.
Ah, Betty would love that, wouldn't he, Dan?
I wouldn't be a bit surprised. They have a game here on Venus I think you'd like. Maybe when we get to Galanta, you can watch a game. It's called Jetto.
How do they play it?
With one-man jets and a ball that's anti-gravity so it floats in the air.
Gosh, it sounds exciting. You think we'll run into a dust storm?
Well, let's hope not. Once you've been in one, you never want to see another. Now, we're safe enough in the buggy. It's built to travel right through storms. But with the wind blowing at 100 miles an hour, this dust is like a million sharp needles. If you were outside without protection, it would strip your clothes off in a second, and the rest of you, too, for that matter.
Let's not even talk about it. It gives me the shivers.
Ah, you always get scared.
Maybe I do, but that doesn't stop me.
That's right, Jane. Sometimes I think you pretend to be scared to make Billy feel brave.
That's a secret between us women.
Ah, you women are all alike, always making fun of a guy.
Yes, Billy, but they are nice to have around.
Oh, I guess so. Only sometimes Jane talks too much.
What's that?
Where?
Over there on the left, way out there. See? It looks like a cloud or something.
I see it all right. Jane, it looks like you're going to find out what a dust storm is like.
Is that what it is? It seems so far away.
At the speed it's traveling, it'll be here within a few minutes. We're in for a little rough weather. Better buckle those safety belts.
Gosh, this is really something.
Hadn't we better pull a little closer to the convoy?
That's a good idea. We'll switch on our lights, too, the way they have, so we can see each other through the storm. I'm afraid they're built for safety and speed, not for comfort. But don't be afraid. At the rate we're traveling, we should be out of the storm quickly enough.
It's a good thing the rest of the convoy put on their lights. It's black outside. I can just barely make them out.
We'll stick close to them. They know the way. Y'all okay?
Sure, we're fine.
What's happened?
I'm not sure. I'll try and start the jets again.
Boy, that had me worried for a minute.
That must have been the dust. Some of it must have gotten through the filters into the engine.
Look, there's one of the convoy. They dropped back to see if we were okay.
They're pulling up right alongside of us.
I'll signal them ahead. Everything's fine now.
There they go. Can you see them?
Don't worry. I'll follow right behind us, or we catch up with the rest of the convoy.
Pulling away from us?
Our jets still aren't working right. I can't understand it. These buggies are built for this kind of weather. Well, there it goes again.
Can't you get it started?
I'm afraid we're stuck.
Will it come back?
They'll try, but in this storm, they'll never find us.
What'll happen?
Well, we'll just use our communicator and call for help. They'll be able to get direction from our radar beam and find us even if the dust storm is still on. Hello, Planet Man calling Venusport. Planet Man calling Venusport. Hello, Venusport. Venusport, do you hear me? This is Planet Man calling Venusport. Come in, Venusport.
No answer.
Hello, Venusport. Come in, Venusport. This is Planet Man calling Venusport.
Maybe something's happened to our communicator.
Gosh, can't you think of something pleasant?
Pleasant or not, I'm afraid Jane's right. The communicator isn't working.
What do we do now?
Well, we're safe enough here in the buggy. We'll just hit out the storm, and then I'll send up a few flares. They'll be looking for us, and somebody is sure to notice. We'll just sit tight until they do.
Well, our friends seem to have become the victims of a Venusian dust storm. Or has the work of some saboteurs hit its mark? Will the rest of the convoy discover the missing dust buggy soon? What manner of danger lies ahead for Danzo and his friends? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Trow, the Planet Man.